CRISPR is a groundbreaking new technology that allows scientists to genetically edit and alter genes. CRISPR itself gives scientists the ability to find specific pieces of DNA within the cell and then completely alter that new piece of DNA. It does this since DNA is an encoded series of messages by a genome. The CRISPR technology goes in and replaces parts of that message, which creates an entirely new or modified use for that specific DNA strand. This can also be done by changing the nucleotide's RNA sequence. CRISPR stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeat, which explains the process it uses to edit genes. The CRISPR sequences were first discovered in 1987, but their real purpose and use as a gene editing tool was not discovered until 2007. After this discovery in 2007, it took another 10 years for scientists to finally put this simple yet powerful genome editing tool to use. It was finally utilized by a team of researchers led by Mikihiro Shibata of Kanazawa University of the University of Tokyo. They showed what CRISPR could do through small GIFs of the tool chewing up DNA. CRISPR will be utilized by scientists to edit human cells by starting in experimental, low-risk environments and soon upgrading into real-world cases. The problem with CRISPR is since scientists haven't perfected their ways of using it, its efficiency and rate of success is not 100%. This could result in DNA being cut in off-target sites, having unimaginable consequences.
The potential benefits of gene editing for cosmetic purposes are extensive. This technology can potentially not only edit the way people look, like their eye color or hair color, but it can also allow doctors and surgeons to enhance the treatment of patients and improve the outcomes of their care. The benefits of this innovation are vast, but along with the benefits, it also could have a potential negative impact on society as it holds many risks. Gale Science and Context cites a 2018 survey explaining that 72% of U.S. adults support modifying a human embryo if it would avoid the baby experiencing a serious condition at birth. The study also shows that 88% of U.S. adults responded to the survey saying that modifying a human embryo to make the offspring more intelligent crosses the ethical line. Increasing intelligence is a cosmetic use of gene modification, and this survey only uses this example, potentially portraying the cosmetic use of genetic modification in the wrong way. For the remaining portion of this episode, Gus and I will detail the positive and negative sides of gene modification for cosmetic purposes.
Benefits of the CRISPR technology. Some people believe that society should advance the human race as much as possible. Transhumanists are the leaders of this philosophical movement that advocates for the development of the human condition. By creating sophisticated and innovative technologies that are available to everyone, they are determined to achieve the advancement of humans everywhere. They believe, alongside many others, that scientists should develop this technology in order to improve the quality of life and health of all humans. Some argue that we already modify ourselves in real life by exercise, makeup, etc. Therefore, many people believe that we should make it easier for humans to make these changes, to modify themselves and relieve them from the stress and time caused by these daily activities. After all, the use of CRISPR to do these typical and welcome changes would save people time. This would occur by modifying embryos before they are born, or once a person reaches the age to become cognizant of these improvements they could achieve. By using genetic modification, the offspring could carry traits that are more appealing to others and cause them to be happier with themselves than if they were not modified. CRISPR potentially can heavily impact people that were born with or carry a skin disease trait. By modifying embryos, offspring can be prevented from being born with dangerous medical conditions that could kill them or be detrimental to their quality of life. CRISPR technology is drastically furthering the potential of gene editing in therapy by its inexpensive cost, simplicity, efficiency, and versatility, according to Wolters Kluwer Health. Because of these factors, it will be more accessible in an effective form of gene modification in the future. CRISPR can also transform how medicine is used because of its impact on gene therapy and genetic engineering. The technology it offers affects plastic surgery mainly as it will provide improvements to therapeutic skin grafts, prevent craniofacial and other congenital malformations, and help decrease the amount of rejected transplants, according to Wolters Kluwer Health. It provides an opportunity to accelerate skin wound healing, but it also may lead to new techniques to regenerate and repair muscle, bone, cartilage, and nerves. CRISPR also has the capability to use a patient's cells to replace or graft damaged tissues, manipulate the development of cells, and control immune functions. The future of human donors may also extend to animal body parts, as CRISPR technology could help immune modulation, leading to human bodies being able to tolerate animal body part donations. CRISPR can completely revolutionize the effect of genome editing and prevent conditions that put people at risk.
One negative effect of genetic modifications of human embryos is that scientists do not know the long-term impact of this technology and how it will impact the human race in the future. Because the risks are unknown, many people will want to see more studies take place and more research to be done on this technology and its use in the cosmetic field before they begin to use it in everyday life. Another concern of this technology is that it could potentially worsen discrimination and inequality. As scientists work towards a technology that will make people more similar as people begin to modify their offspring to have more superior traits, some worry that this will make people with inferior genes to face worse discrimination. In addition, as people modify their offspring so they fit a certain breed of superiority, people will begin to reflect similar traits and the human population will become more and more similar to each other. This will limit individuality and puts people at a larger risk of inequality and discrimination based off of their appearance. This may lead to people becoming less welcoming to those that are different from themselves. The next concern is that the price of this treatment is unknown and the impact of this may make it only accessible to wealthier people. The price of this modification could make it only available to one group of people. Gale Science in Context explains that using genetic modification for cosmetic purposes would create a two-tiered society in which poor and people and marginalized groups would face insurmountable genetic disadvantages. If this technology is only readily available to the upper class, it could increase inequality and make it so that the upper class has access to modifying their genes to make them superior in the eyes of the public, and it would create a larger gap between socioeconomic classes. Lastly, some worry that this technology could lead to more discrimination against disabled people. This would occur due to the number of people with disabilities decreasing, and some would look down on those who had not been genetically modified. As stated earlier, most likely not everyone will have access to this technology, so not everyone will be able to genetically modify their offspring to avoid disability. Therefore, fewer people will be disabled, but those that were not genetically modified might face discrimination, bullying, and more hate than they do today. Although genetic modification for cosmetic purposes has many risks and potentially negative results, its capabilities to greatly improve the field of medicine are promising. With more research and studies, we believe that CRISPR can be deemed safe by scientists, eliminating fear of catastrophic effects in the future. This fear can also be subsided by regulation from the United States and other governments in order to ensure the ethical use of this technology. With respect to the financial ethical issue, CRISPR's advantages are similar to the advantages of cosmetic treatments that many people pay for, like facials, personal trainers, plastic surgery, or other medical treatments. That being said, CRISPR is a luxury that may not be promised to everyone. However, why hurt two people by limiting access to life-changing resources to patient A and patient B just because patient A can afford it, but patient B does not have the same opportunity? This same reasoning can be applied to the ethical issue regarding disabilities. Why would you not limit the discrimination one person with a disability faces just because you can't help both of them? Although we all would love to live in a world with nothing but kindness, this is not in our foreseeable future, which is why we believe that offering this innovation to some will decrease the amount of hate until society becomes more equal and world peace is achieved. Lastly, there is some ethical concern in the cost of this treatment. Rather than worry about making this not available to those who can afford it, we should focus on our energy on achieving a way to lower the cost and make it accessible to everyone. In a world full of negativity and hate, Gus, Jake, and I believe that we should take advantage of any opportunity to improve just one person's life. CRISPR provides this opportunity to people that need it, causing us to focus on its benefits while recommending that scientists seek to resolve its negative effects. This way, CRISPR's opportunity to provide unimaginable benefits can be fulfilled and change millions of lives in the future.